when we got around to recording with L7, we did a couple of things. But when we did the studio recording, we had a really friendly engineer. He enjoyed working with us. He says, I get most of these bands in here, and everybody wants me to turn them up a little bit louder, you know. And Jerry had told me about a few things, a little studio tricks that he was kind of, the engineer was kind of surprised at them, but they wound up working. Jerry had told me about this Led Zeppelin trick where they play the tape, they play the tape backwards with reverb on it, and then they record that backwards track. And then when you play it back forwards, then the reverb comes before the sound. So it's that kind of whooshing into a note sound. And that's how Insanity starts, when Larissa's voice just kind of like opens up into the song. And then there was another thing I'd heard about on, I read an interview with David Bowie, and they were talking about noise gates on saxophone. So I asked the engineer about noise gates, and we put them onto Corey's Tom-Toms, which really changed their sound. And then Larissa's voice, she didn't have a strong voice and kind of wavered. And for clear vision, I put like a flange on it during the verse. And then when it goes into the chorus, it went to like a slapback echo. And it was just the change in sound was really cool. So I had a lot of fun with that. Even with the first recording, I mixed this one song. This friend of mine who was in the business was impressed with. So that was really fun for me. I really liked that.